Pranam and a big hearty Om Namah Shivaya. This is the mega Mahashivaratri night, March 1st, 2022. We are in Krantipit, which is near Chindwara in Madhya Pradesh. And we are blessed to have among us Vivekji himself for a night-long interaction session. Pranam, Om Namah Shivaya, Vivekji. You spoke about Shiva and Shakti, rivers Ganga and Narmada, also about Divadidev Mahadev and Pashupatinath. In the same flow, in the same series, can you talk more about other aspects? Like one of these is Shiva as the protector of time and Shiva as someone who has conquered time. Mahakal and Shiva, the person or the personality Shiva, which is seen entering into the narrative and then doing an exit and then after some time making a re-entry. How do you look at him? Is he someone like a vagabond or a time traveler?
There will be few context through which we'll have to again take a flight, and through that flight we'll have to understand what for India, what for this nation, what we had meant by time, what was our concept of time. And once we understand our concept of time, we would be able to talk, speak, express and maybe decode where Shiva comes in the picture. There are two contexts of time in this world. Okay. One context of time that we see, which has come from the calendars, the understanding of mind, how society were built, finished, make ready back again, and all that.
The entire physical timeline.
Physical timeline, as well as how a mental attitude works. And I do not wish to make a distinction between Eastern and Western civilization, but still we'll have to understand time through two different or two varied contexts. One context is what we call Western mindset of the time, where something comes, it goes as to who, and comes back. There is a constant rhythmic movement of time. That's why in Western media, Western understanding, there has been a notion of time travelers. Not today, but it has been for past hundreds of years. Even at one point, even Lenin was called a time traveler, that he's still traveling. So there have been this notion in West, because for them something is different. For India, the time was linear. That's why there was a synthesis of rebirth. That's why there was, again, for us, there was a reappearances in our physical body through various, you know, Kala and Samay and all that, from where we reappeared, depending on what we had done in our past lives. This country knew, this country had an understanding that that's why we were never in a hurry. Because we knew that if something is not done today, we'll do it tomorrow. There was that trust in us that whatever is not happening right away, we would be able to do it in next lives. That's why there is a whole preparation for it. People do karma, people do dhyana, people do japa, people do all kinds of rituals, even to make sure that if there is a traverse for the next life, we must make sure that we are carrying something from here. We were never in a hurry. And it's still not in a hurry. That's why India has, right now, there is people are in crisis with the age. Otherwise, this nation was never in crisis with the age, with the time. The concept of this country, the concept of this civilization, the concept of Sanatana Dharma, Sanatana, eternal, was that we are always through in continuity. The continuum was there. That was the context in time from where we have to understand. When we speak about Shivaji, when we speak about Lord Shiva, we call him Mahakal, who is above the time. Time is what? Let us go a little bit more. We have to find an understanding what time is. Time is where we are aging. Time is where there was yesterday and there's gonna be tomorrow. Time is something where there was a past and there's gonna be future. In between there is a present. For Lord Shiva, he looks through all eternity. He looks as beyond. He can look, because who is being aware of self can look at the illimit beings of the past and the same illimit beings of the future. Because one is being aware of self. The term that we use for Shiva is that Swayambhu that we had spoken earlier.
Yeah.
That the one who's aware about self. Once you become aware about self, you are aware about every selves that has a potential and possibility to exist, and that had a potential and possibility to exist. Shiva is above that, because he is Swayambhu, the one who is being aware of self. That's why we call him Mahakal, who's above the time. At the same time, we had said that he is the Kala who protects it, because through which the time is being born, the Kala is being born. We have been able to say that the one who's gonna be above time could only be the person or the self who can control it. If you are in it, you may not have the same sense, you may not have the same seeking, same power. Since Shiva was above than this, he also had a capacity to control it, to initiate it, to finish it, to make it zero. There is one deeper sense where time again comes back with Shiva. What you had mentioned, that Shiva appears. It is not an appearance of Shiva. Shiva is there. There has been a time in the society when we were much alike him. So people were able to relate with it. There was a sense of him. The sense of self was so being aware that Shiva was there. Since our self, our collective self, is not being that aware, we are not able to see the same appearances. Shiva is there. He has never left the planet. Interestingly, when we go in the tradition of Avadhutas, when we go the tradition of those who are Chiranjeevi, that we had spoken at one time, you'll find there are many of them who had a seeking from Shiva, who were part of Shiva, or somehow made part of the Shiva. Because Shiva's appearances, or whenever the society was able to see it, collectively the society was very much aligned with their own self. So they were able to see the true self. That's why time to time we see Shiva's so-called appearances in Purana and all that. In the same context, in the same way, there has been thousands of temples that were built, that are still being built. At one point, there were very many Jyotirlingas. Right now, we have a number that comes and... What I'm trying to portray here, what I'm trying to say, that emergence of Shiva is about our own emerging sense. If our sense has emerged, Shiva's emerging.